Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Holy Thursday, when Christians mark the Last Supper and Jesus' washing of the feet of his followers. Cardinal Blaise Supich says that although no feet washing will happen, even during live stream masses,
there are different kinds of washing the feet, ways in which we soothe each other as we help them along the path of life to take the next step, to those who do chores around the house in order to ease the burden of others.
Cardinal Supich says COVID-19 has hit the ranks of priests in the Chicago Archdiocese.
We had one priest that I know of, and I have a report that some others who lived in a particular residence were tested positive. I don't have the exact numbers.
Cardinal Blaise Supich says it's very strange in this time, celebrating Mass in an empty cathedral, but that he knows Catholics in the Chicago area are connecting with the church through live stream and TV Masses. He says it has to be that way.
In many ways, we're kind of like the people that we hear about in the Passover story of the Jewish tradition, where we're sequestered in our homes as death passes by our doors.
The cardinal says that even though priests have not been able to celebrate Mass in front of their parishioners, they've been contacting them individually.
Just to check in to see how people are doing, to make sure that folks know that they're not forgotten, that they're prayed for, but also to listen with regard to any needs that they have that they want prayed for, or any needs that they have in a material way.
For those Catholics in hospitals who want to be given the anointing of the sick, what some call the last rites,
we have designated 24 priests, that is, four priests in each of the six regions that we have. We've trained them on, with the help of medical experts, on what they should be doing if they're called in to anoint someone who's dying. They know exactly what the protocol is.
Of course, that's if particular hospital rules allow priests inside. As for those, including Republican Senate candidate Mark Curran, who believe the church should have found safe ways to have in-person masses, the cardinal says,
religion is not magic, where we just say prayers and think things are going to change. God gave us a brain and the gift of intelligence, and we have to use it in this moment.
The cardinal says in-person masses will not be allowed until health and civic leaders say it's safe to do so. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.